USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marissa reporting. As Ukrainian forces take back territory, teams are working hard in the newly liberated areas to clear explosives placed by Russian forces. The Halo Trust is training up more and more people to help with the clear-up effort. Michael Newton is head of region for Europe for the NGO, and he had this to say. When former President Donald Trump touched down in Minden, Nevada on Saturday to campaign for a slate of Republican candidates, he landed in the town of just under 3,500 people, about 0.1% of the state's population. It's a tiny stop for the former president, who rode stronger than expected turnout in rural stretches of the country like Minden to the White House in 2016. But it highlights just how important rural counties are to Nevada Republicans, such as Senate nominee Adam Laxalt and gubernatorial hopeful Joe Lombardo, in the critical midterm elections. We believe that rural Nevada is the key to turning our state back, Laxalt said during a stop late last year in Winnemucca, a mining town of under 8,000 people in northern Humboldt County. By pardoning Americans with federal convictions for marijuana possession, President Joe Biden said he aimed to partially redress decades of anti-drug laws that disproportionately harm blacks and Latino communities. While Biden's executive action will benefit thousands of people by making it easier for them to find housing, get a job, or apply to college, it does nothing to help the hundreds of thousands of mostly black and Hispanic Americans still burdened by state convictions for marijuana-related offenses, not to mention the millions more with other drug offenses on their records. Advocates for overhauling the nation's drug laws are hopeful that Biden's pardons lead state lawmakers to pardon and expunge minor drug offenses from people's records. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Russia says the bridge linking Crimea to Russia is now partially open to light traffic after the explosion that collapsed sections of the rail and road supply route for Russian troops in southern Ukraine. In an interview with the BBC, Ukrainian MP Oleksiy Goncharenko said more than a bridge has been damaged.
The bridge is not destroyed, but damaged. But the image of Putin is destroyed.
With 1 month until Election Day, former President Trump stopped by a Save America rally Saturday evening in Minden, Tahoe, Nevada, to encourage GOP voters to turn out. The former commander-in-chief issuing a warning if Republican voters don't turn out on November 8th.
If the radical Democrats keep their grip on the House and the Senate, your finances, your family, your community, and your country will never be able to recover. We're at a tipping point. This is right now a tipping point.
Trump urged them to vote a straight ticket.
And you're going to elect an incredible slate of true America First Republicans up and down the ballot.
Strong language from Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville, who was at former President Trump's rally in Nevada Saturday night. The Alabama senator joining Trump to stump for Nevada Republicans said Democrats are in favor of reparation because they're pro-crime.
Folks, what's going on is a takeover from underneath our country, from the people from behind the scenes, to create such havoc on our streets that we're afraid to go outside, that they can control us.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.